This is Jeff Chrisman, and I'm here today on the Living Arts of Tulsa podcast, and I'm visiting with artist Andrea Martin. Andrea, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's good to finally talk and meet with you.
Absolutely. I'm definitely glad that we're having the opportunity to do this, and I'm really glad to be able to actually do this, you know, recording the video as you have a couple of your works behind you. And what I thought I would do is basically before I hear from you about those, and I definitely would love to hear your thoughts and your perspective about those particular pieces, I thought I might start a little more general and just ask you, for folks who might not be familiar with you as an artist, to share just a little bit about, you know, about your artwork and about your artistic perspective.
Okay, yeah. So I am currently living here in Tulsa. I'm from Oklahoma. I'm a Native American. And a lot of my artwork is drawn from some of those original, like ancient ideas. I think the first start of art that I had was actually through Native classes where I learned sand art and beading, clay sculpture. So I think that I took from that, and it settled in deep. My love for nature. I was also taught that to respect Mother Earth and to use her gifts to heal myself. And so that's basically what I do with my art. I was originally a realistic artist. I have landscapes, a lot of portraits. And, you know, I really didn't find my love for abstract art until late into high school. And I did this one piece. It was pretty wild. And my art teacher said, "You know what, Andrea, that's really weird. And I like it." and after that, I just kind of, you know, went with that. I started doing texture pieces, probably my freshman and sophomore high school. I really like my hands creating something tactile. I use a very deep emotional approach to my artwork. What inspires me, you know, my native roots, nature, my spirituality, what I've learned growing up, and basically what I paint are stories. I create series through my art, and they will form a collection. Sometimes it's just a few pieces, maybe 5 to 10. And sometimes I will paint a collection because it's a story that I need to get out, and it ends up being 30.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I was going to ask as well, and I apologize, I think we've had a little bit of a delay there with the audio. I want to make sure that you weren't still speaking. I apologize.
It's okay. I was like,
Yeah, it's so interesting that sometimes some days this works really well, and some days you just get these little delays. And I'm getting to where I'm getting more comfortable with that. It's definitely been a work in progress. But I was going to ask you, I'm really glad that you brought up as far as mentioning the connection between spirituality and your art. And I don't want to put you on the spot at all, but I thought this is a question that I'm not sure I've asked. I'm not sure if I have or not. I don't think so, but it would be very interesting. Anything you might want to share just in terms of, you know, your own spirituality and maybe how that impacts your art or how that speaks to it.
Well, I'm not sure this is the answer you want to hear. you know, I was actually raised in a Southern Baptist hospital. Not hospital. I don't know why I've got hospital in my head. Southern Baptist church. Yeah. It was basically like a hospital, I think. So I had some conflicts growing up, definitely. I had a unique upbringing, unique childhood. I don't think I very much in family photos. So the that religion and spirituality was brought to me as a young child was not, it did not fulfill me. So by the time I reached high school, I kind of went on this crazy path of just trying to learn everything that I possibly could to find my way.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I read a lot of books. You know, I'm at an age where there wasn't just everything on the internet, and actually internet wasn't too much of a thing until maybe I was like a freshman or sophomore in college. So, you know, I dove down to find what made me feel whole. And I've studied Eastern culture. I'm actually very much in love with Zen Buddhism. But I've taken pieces from everything and kind of created my own way through it. And a lot of the religions that I've studied are pretty much the same, have a similar core ideas. So I think they're all connected in a way. And, you know, my upbringing as a Christian definitely molded me. But it's not, that's not the, that's not my practice now. So spirituality for me has changed growing up because of everything that I have learned. This is kind of interesting. It's like a New Testament, Old Testament survey class. And my professor was a Navajo Indian, and he actually taught on the reservations. And so he had a lot of ideas and pulled certain things out of the Bible that made a lot more sense to me than what I was taught in Sunday school. You know, everything's not just about heaven and hell. There's a lot of things in between. So, you know, I practice a lot of different things. I do a lot of yoga, and my path follows just staying mindful of the people around me, the earth, and that's me.
Yeah, I'm really glad you shared that. I was going to say, that's actually, as someone who, not that this interview is about me, but I, you know, I've actually been on that new age spiritual path for almost 30 years. And so that very much resonates with me as far as, and it's interesting, I'm talking to more and more people who I'm actually sometimes surprised that they have been exposed to, you know, to Eastern practices or Eastern thought and philosophy. And it's interesting. I'm actually very glad that you shared that. I really am.
And I really think that there is a deeper spiritual awakening now than there has been. And you know, whether I love technology or not, I think that that's something that is helping that. So I'm, you know, appreciative of, you know, my children. I'm a mother. You know, my children are a lot more awakened to these ideas that I had to search for. I had to dig for, you know, I had to read books to understand. And, you know, you have memes on the internet now that, you know, are just, you know, mind blowing that people were able to have this information so quickly to them in such an easy way.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing how, you know, I can even remember back in my teenage years, you know, just having to go to Peace of Mind bookstore down on Cherry Street. That was kind of the only place you could really find things like that. So it is, I really do agree with you that the internet has really opened up, you know, so much information on that. I was going to ask as well, you know, since you have delved more into those different, you know, different practices and different, you know, different types of spirituality, has that impacted your artwork, or can you look back and see maybe even, or how that's impacted your process?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I use painting and sculpting as my meditation now. And I feel like it's less intentional now than what it used to be. I no longer feel like an artist. I feel more like a conduit. I think that was the greatest thing that has changed for me since waking up a little. I don't want to go as far as to saying I'm enlightened or awakened, but you know, it definitely has changed. I find a space when I'm making art now, that a piece that I didn't know existed before. And I mean, this has been going for a few years now, but it has definitely impacted it in a way that I never really expected. You know, I don't feel like I put a lot of No offense to the other artists. I don't feel like I put a lot of effort in what it just comes through. And sometimes I can't stop it. So it's really my spiritual practice has changed the way I do everything. But the way it has transformed my art is really, it's amazing to me, because I think that that's where most of my work comes from, is the spiritual realm. So.
Yeah, that is. And in fact, I was going to ask you, that kind of leads me to my next question. I was actually looking at your work that you have displayed behind you, and especially the one, both of them are really speaking to me from a textural standpoint, but I thought I would ask you a little bit, especially the one to the right, as I'm seeing the way the light is hitting that. I'm noticing that as I was listening to you talking, that I was kind of being drawn into almost like a meditative, kind of like a meditative state. I was still here with you, but it's at the same time, though, it was almost as if you, or the manifestation of you, was kind of occurring in front of that particular piece of art. And it was kind of interesting how that, it was like it really drew me in with the texture and the light, the way it was hitting that. So I thought it'd be really cool to hear, you know, just anything you would share about that as far as how you approach working with texture like that.
And that's exactly my intent with my artwork, make them feel something. Because I am definitely going through a lot of fear in creating it. And I think that is something that makes me a little bit different from, you know, just somebody that's, you know, doing normal stuff. This is weird. I realize it's weird. The texture, you know, it's not something that everybody loves, but it will make you feel something. And you know, this piece right here, is this the one you're talking about?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's it. Yeah.
So yeah, this is actually, it's actually like that, to where like there's a lot of depth and dimension. So I've always painted stuff to perspective, and like with a lot, even when I used to do flat paintings. So when I started adding the texture and sculpting on the canvas, I kind of combined both. So I use a painting technique and a texture technique to really give you a lot of movement, and I'm not specifically talking about like movement of the texture itself, but it'll draw you into certain areas. It's part of a series that I was going to show here in Tulsa in June, but that's been postponed. But you guys will eventually get to see this sometime. I know you're seeing it on video right now, but it's very different in person. Because of like the dynamics of it, especially the way that the light plays on it and the shadows that it creates. So these kind of pieces are very moody. They change with different lights. They change throughout the day. So you can have a different feeling, you know, 15 minutes from now when the light changes as it's coming through the room. So This is part of the series called The Changed, and it was actually a story revolving around some things that went on in my childhood. And it's, like I said before, you know, I paint series and collections, and this is actually a really large collection. I think I have around 37, 38 pieces total that I've painted over the last, like, probably 8 or so.
Yeah, that is, and I was going to ask you too, the one that's to your, let's see here, I always get confused trying to turn the perspective around, the one that would be to your left, is there, and there again, it may just be due to the light and me seeing this over the computer, I definitely get the sense of like almost like a, and there again, I realize this is all in the eye of the beholder, but I'm wondering, I'm seeing, you know, almost what I'm feeling like is like water falling or some, you know, something that is falling or flowing downward. But I didn't know if I'm seeing, am I seeing texture on the bottom of that? I wasn't sure if I did. I just can't tell for sure. Yeah. As far as getting the perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, and yet, yeah, what's so interesting is that's to me like a whole different orientation.
It's actually the texture. Now this is actually, it's a set. It's a diptych. This is kind of dark, but this one is called Desolation, and that one is Disconsolate. So I call them the dark twins. It's just a part of the story. I don't know that I will ever separate these two pieces. They actually mean a lot to me. I don't know that I can even sell them. I feel so connected to every piece of art that I do, to be honest with you. So occasionally I'll make some of those like trash pieces that I'm like, oh no, that's terrible. That did not work at all. And I'll throw it to the side. But these pieces that I spend time on, it's a piece of me. And I know that every artist probably feels that way. This is our.
Yeah, that's it. It's so interesting to me. And so if I understand right, are these pieces that you've had for some time? Or have you lived with these for a while, as far as having them around?
I created these at the end of, let's see, they're not quite a year old yet. Hmm. So yes, yeah, I've had them here in my home since.
Yeah, that is really cool. I was going to ask as well, since you've had those for a period of time, does the way that you see them, I mean, do you see something different? Let's say, for instance, from day to day or week to week, do you ever find yourself really getting a different perspective on them, or as far as maybe seeing something different about not only the piece or maybe how you're seeing it, or maybe, I guess let me back up here. It may just be about maybe seeing something within yourself, you know, about how you're seeing these pieces over time.
Yeah, I think, I don't think that they necessarily change for me ever. I feel the same as the day that I finished painting each about them. I mean, it's emotional for me to stand in front of them and look on at these pieces. What I love is like the few people that I have allowed to my house, you know, especially now that we have a pandemic going on. I work from my home and my studio is here. So I have people come in and purchase art or look at art. And, you know, everybody's drawn to these two pieces. And I love to hear their stories and what it makes them feel. And so in that aspect, it does kind of change the way that I look at them. But it doesn't necessarily change the way I feel when I see them. I don't know that they actually have changed for me. I do see, it's really strange, but like I continue to touch little things on my art, and then I go walk past and I'll be like, this can use a highlight. And so like I'll continue my artwork, and that's one of the benefits to having it here at my home. Especially the pieces, that are in my permanent collection. This room here is actually my permanent collection room. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I was going to ask as well, did you know it in the moment when you finished those pieces? Did you know that those were pieces that you wanted to keep, or did it take a little bit of time to come to that realization?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, with the way that this series came together, the original pieces that inspired it, I was working on a series. I had a solo exhibition in Oklahoma City, and that was called The Unlearning. And that series was all about, complete experimentation, throwing out new different paint techniques, media, just trying new stuff. To basically get back down to, a level of learning or unlearning, normal art practices to kind of find something new. And I found something new. Which was pretty interesting. So I had a diptych piece that I did, and as I'm painting it, I didn't realize that until I was laying in bed one night and I saw what I painted, and I'm not going to elaborate on that. I mean, I might sound like a weirdo, but I saw what I painted and it hit me so strongly. I said, that's my next story. That's my next series. And so actually those two pieces were so strong, affected me so greatly. I actually had to separate them. I repainted them. I did a complete different texture switch up on one of them, and each of those pieces sold. So So the beginning isn't even with me anymore, but it was so emotionally heavy that I couldn't keep it the way it was. So these two pieces are kind of like my own kind of like tribute to the start of the collection with those two pieces.
It's really interesting because I've never had this kind of this coming up intuitively. And of course, you know, I'm not an intuitive professional. I'm just someone that's, you know, that tries to be open to these things. But I was going to say that it's almost, I get the sense that people being able to view this, I wonder if it's, I would have to think in some ways that seeing these with you being there with the pieces, being able to share, you know, being able to share your experiences and where this came from, I almost wonder if in some way that it's hard to separate that. In other words, if someone, I realize you could put these up somewhere and exhibit them and maybe realize you can't be there all the time. But I really have to wonder, though, from an intuitive standpoint, that there really is something very powerful that happens when you are actually with those pieces. You know, that it's hard to separate the art from the artist, so to speak.
Yeah, I would say that that's true. You know, the last big art show that I'm kind of an introvert. I think to some degree most artists are a little bit introvert, but I am not. I'm not a social person. I can flip that switch, you know. But it's a lot of work for me to actually do a solo exhibition and be there and answer questions. But I do get that a lot from people, you know, they'll look at my work and the approach after is like, they almost don't know exactly how to approach me because my work is very moody. It's very heavy. And so I think that I don't know what they're expecting from me, but I can tell that they are trying to put me with my artwork. So I think it's something that, you know, the art patrons are definitely connecting me with my art and trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with me.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've not always necessarily had this sort of intuitive reaction. And it's not to say, I mean, at the same time, I've always been the person that when I go to an art exhibit, and I see work, if the artist isn't there, I always feel like, oh my gosh, I'd love to be able to talk to them and have questions. So I guess that must be, you know, some reason why I continue to do this. But at the same time though, I've not always had this sense that they, you know, sometimes that, you know, that they had to be there for me to really quote unquote, understand it or to internalize it. So yeah, I think that that's, you know, clearly I have to believe that really, you know, signifies your connection with this is so deep because of the fact that it really seems like it would be hard, you know, to separate the two, you know, yourself and the work.
Yeah, I mean, I have trouble separating myself from the work. I mean, it is essentially me, you know, especially when I'm painting stories of my life. You know, I did a collection in 2018 that you might find pretty interesting, actually. It's called The Hurricane. And it was about my spiritual awakening.
So
all of the pieces were, you know, had like, it was very symbolic of the light and the dark team together, creating the, you know, the balance, you know, and that harmony that you have. So yeah, I mean, it's me, you know, if you're seeing my art, you're seeing me at a very, very deep level. And it's, you know, I didn't start showing my art again until about 2018. I hid for about a decade. So.
Oh, wow. Were you actually showing some art before that time? And then there was a period of time.
Yeah. While I was in art school, you know, I peddled my art around just like a, you know, bohemian. and I had a great time there. And I, you know, decided that it just wasn't the lifestyle for me anymore. I did all kinds of stuff. I was a tattoo artist for a little while. but yeah, I think I never truly lost my artist side, but I did suppress it down. And it was, you know, it was definitely one of the unhappier times in my life. when I was, you know, keeping myself from creating the way that I used to. So, yeah. And it's, you know, I'm telling you my story now. I'm very emotionally connected to my work, and it's always been hard for me to show. But now I don't know what happened. I created this one piece, and it was 2018, and I just felt like I needed to get back out, and I felt like I had something different, something a little challenging for people to look at, and that I could share something new and something deep and maybe help some people. So, and I've had a lot of positive feedback. I think a lot of people, you know, look on at my artwork, and you know, I don't share a lot of it, but I write a lot too. So a lot that I do, I will write a little bit of something about it, whether it's just like a short little story about it, or if it's a little bit of poetry, and that helps people connect a little bit deeper to my work as well with the written word. So when people read that stuff, if they're following me on my social media, you know, they feel more connected. They feel more connected to the art, more connected to me. And I've had a lot of people reach out to me. You know, it's something sparked something in them, and they felt like they just needed to talk to me. And so, I've been able to, you know, speak to some people, some addicts, some people with going through emotional pain. And, you know, even if I paint in bright colors, Chris, you know, people still feel that depth there. And so immediately they're connected to they want to, you know, share their experiences with me. And I find that the most interesting, because, you know, I've not necessarily had a lot of those traumas that some of these people are coming to me with, but I feel just gifted by them sharing their experiences, and, you know, how my art has helped them along the way, so.
Yeah, and I was going to say, for this to be not only, you know, healing for you in some way, but also for, you know, so, you know, for this to be healing for other people too, has got to be, I would think, would just be really something that would lead to this really deep feeling of, yeah, I don't know, I'm not even sure what the word I'm going to use is, but it's just, I think that's so beautiful that it's, you know, that it can be healing for you and for other people. And everyone's kind of come on a different path, so to speak.
Yeah. It's honestly, I didn't expect for art to impact people in this way. You know, actually, I had a lot of feedback on the previous collection, The Unlearning, and, you know, people got what they got from it, and that's the great thing about abstract art. And, you know, a lot of people come to me with stories. I'm not a therapist. So I've actually redirected a lot of people to get help, and, you know, I had no idea my art can make that kind of impact. And once I learned that it did, I've just continued. So.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I was going to say, it's interesting. I remember reading many years ago, you know, in terms of the spiritual path, that it's also about, you know, so much about learning about who we are not, so to speak. And so I feel like I've heard something in terms of what you shared early on that, does that resonate to a certain degree, maybe kind of also, you know, as you say, unlearning, and then also at the same time, maybe has this helped you maybe let go of some of those preconceived notions about who you thought you were or what you thought you were doing with this work?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that all creative minds, and I think we're all artists to some degree, you know, whether, you know, you have your makeup artist, your hair artist, I think anything you pour your passion into is art. So I feel like it has definitely helped me let go of the person that I thought I needed to be. Not necessarily the person that I thought I was, but the person that I thought I needed to be. So I no longer follow those rules. And that Unlearning collection really, you know, it's a... it opened my eyes. I mean, I kind of transcended a lot of art technique and just, you know, went back to the drawing board, and I wasn't following rules, and it freed me in a way that I didn't know it would do that to me. And so now, like I said in the beginning of our interview, I feel like I'm using less intention in my work. Like, it's just coming through me and out of me.
Yeah, that is, I have to tell you, that is so incredibly moving. And it's, to be able to just, what a blessing to be able to have this ability to let that, you know, to be willing to be a participant in that, you know, to be able to actually let go and let those processes move through you. That is by no means to me a small thing. You know, I definitely really honor you for that, you know, and honor your willingness to let that happen. And especially in a culture that we live in the Western world, where it's so much about doing, you know, where it's so much about what we're trying to do and what our intention, you know, in terms of having intentions and basically having this identity of someone doing something, that you've been able to transcend that. And I think, and to be able to let go of that. And that is by no means an easy thing to do.
Well, it still continues to not be easy. You know, I have a lot of people tell me, you know, Andrea, you know, why don't you go back to painting portraits and landscapes? That's what people want to buy. But I don't, you know, I'm a respiratory therapist. I have a full-time job. So I don't have to paint what I think is going to sell. I get to paint what I love. And I think that expressing myself on that deep level is what art is about.
Yeah, and I thank you so much for reminding me of that. I mean, this has definitely been something that's really it's reached me at a deep level, and it's food for thought. And then I think it's also at the same time there. And then again, on the other hand, it's not all about thinking, you know, it's just about really internalizing that. I was going to ask you as well, you know, knowing that we're in this very interesting point in, you know, in time and in human history, I was just going to ask, in terms of what this has been like for you as someone who is out in the world doing the work that you do, and at the same time as someone who creates art as part of a deeper practice, maybe just hearing a little bit about what this time has been like for you, and maybe hearing, you know, how your work, your artwork or your process maybe has helped you with that in any way, as far as anything you might share.
You know, art was my first love, and it will surely be my last. It has more than once been my savior, Chris.
And it
continues to save me every day. You know, as a respiratory therapist, even before the pandemic, you know, I do have a high stress job. But I love it, and I just feel honored that I'm able to care for people, and people they honor me enough to put their health into my hands. You know, I think that anybody that work feels that way. It's been rough. It's been stressful. You know, I live my life under a mask at work. You know, the times that I have actually got out into public, gone to the stores, which has not been very many, I still wear a mask. But, you know, seeing the loss of life, seeing these patients, even if they aren't COVID-19 positive, die alone, because visitors aren't allowed inside of the hospitals. You know, it's really been life-changing for me. And it's actually been very hard to process, because I'm a big-hearted hippie. And you know, it's really hard for me to be in the hospital, but I know I'm making a difference. But when I come home, I paint. You know, I love when my children, I put them to bed and I paint.
Wow.
That is most definitely the way that I'm able to process things. You know, I do a lot of other stuff too. I do yoga, I work out some. The gyms have been closed up until recently, so I wasn't able to do that. So I put even more time into my art. And I don't know that it's necessarily changed my art practice at all, but I noticed that I have been maybe transitioning a little bit away from like the heavier texture stuff over the last, I think I just maybe needed a change. So I've been doing a little bit of different stuff. I'm using some more earthy materials in my texture. So that will be coming up in next year.
Very cool.
So that's, you know, that's something that has changed a little bit. You know, I this pandemic has been crazy, and I know it's changed everybody's life. You know, I've had art shows canceled, and you know, of course, that's a little disappointing. But I have my health; my children are healthy, and you know, we're for the most part, I think we're surviving. I am so happy that some stuff is starting to open back up. And that, you know, people like Living Art, the groups like Living Arts are able to host these little events where people can still have access to art. Thank goodness for the internet, because I mean, art is leaving. I'm looking to actually getting back out and seeing some art myself. I'm ready for it to be over.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, and you know, I was going to say too, that that's an aspect of this I hadn't even thought about before, is that, you know, it's one thing to create art, but I'm assuming that, you know, I don't want to assume, but I'm wondering too, if part of that is fed by what you see when you go out to exhibits, and, you know, if that is that part of the process, you think, in some way, even if it's unconscious, you know, just seeing other artists' work?
I am definitely affected by other artists' work. You know, I think that what I see, everything that we see, we draw into us. And so, I mean, I get a lot of inspiration from other people. But, you know, my greatest inspiration for sure is nature. You know, a lot of the textures that I use, people will actually send me pictures of something that they found, like out like hiking or something. They'll send them to me, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of one of your paintings. And so those things inspire me. I love looking at other people's art. I love hearing their stories. I love talking with other artists. Usually, like I said, I'm not a very social person, so I don't get out to a lot of events, but when I do, it's definitely something that I find very rewarding, and use some of that as an inspiration here.
Yeah. And then lastly, the one thing that is it's weird for me to use the word speaking, but I've always, going to ask you, that's almost speaking to me, is, are there times when, after, you know, a day at work, being out in the world with everything that's going on, do you find yourself sometimes in a situation where maybe it's hard to, if you needed to speak about something, that it would it be easier for you to actually create art than it would be to speak about how you're feeling in a given situation or in a given moment?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's been something that's been with me my entire life, not just through this, but I'm definitely a lot more expressive with my art than I can put into, you know, or actually speak. You know, like I said, I do write a little bit, so I can express myself there, but I don't share any of that. So, you know, I definitely think so. It's a lot easier for me to, you know, get it out, get it on the canvas, than it is to actually like reach out and talk to someone about it. So that's, you know, I'm definitely putting a lot of my stress out into my work.
Yeah, that's and I think in some ways maybe we, you know, sometimes we find the limitations of being able to speak about things. It seems like there's so many of these things that we can only really process, you know, intuitively. And that sometimes that there's limits to what we can express with words. But no,
yeah,
I really
sometimes things come out that like I didn't know that was there, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. It would, you know, how that process works, that kind of that feedback loop, so to speak. Well, Andrea, this has been fantastic. I am so appreciative of you taking this time, and I feel like there's so much more that I had no idea. And that's why I'm so appreciative of you sharing all these deeper things. and your perspective with this, because it is, I can see clearly that it's so much more than just about the art that, you know, that people actually see, that there's so much more to this. And, you know, in terms of the way you approach this. And so I'm very, very, I really honor you taking the time to be willing to share about these things.
Chris, thank you. I appreciate your time. It was great talking.
Certainly. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.